Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to I forget. This is Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to Radiance by Design. And of course, we've got a lot to talk about tonight, which we always do. And I really want you to call in. Oh my gosh. I want you to call in. It's very important to me because otherwise we don't get any exchange going. What I wanted to talk about this week, for those of you who are on my little flyer list and get my weekly announcement of what's going on the radio, I decided we would talk about energetics on the planet and how it's going with the election. Have you ever had the feeling that with this election amping up, that all over the world, the energies are absolutely bonkers? Have you noticed that? I have. It seems almost, the turbulence is in small pieces or something, almost like everything is a little bit fractured, including the minds of some of the people that want to run. Talk about fractured. We've got to build walls against people that are different. And it's interesting because if you think about it on the third dimensional level, right, a wall is a wall is a wall, right? But if we're going to be energy people, right, and if we're going to create our own reality, change the energy, change the reality, if we want to create our own reality, I think what's fascinating is Bob sent me an article that was put out by the UK, and it was research that's been done, Russian research that's been done. And the article is really interesting and a little longer than what I'm going to pull out of it with my little crochet needle here. One of the things that they talk about was that in the studies, they have shown that the consciousness that exists beyond the earth, right? They've kind of measured and turned it into a thing or a substantial thing. And I won't try to remember all the details of that. But one of the things that I loved, one little line that I really just chewed on like a beautiful piece of gum with all kinds of anise seeds in the middle of it, was that we as a species have been going through a process of individuation, so that we can link to the higher realms, the realms and realms and realms of consciousness, which are in themselves, they're unified. And the thing is that if we hadn't individuated enough, we would simply be like, not a pod, but like a herd. And we could be pulled this way and that, and this way and that, and en masse, you know. So then I'm chuckling away going, well, holy mackerel, I love to do my channeling, although I never quite trust it because I'm like that. But we have learned a lot through channeling. So channeling is when you reach up with your mind as a sculpting tool, right? And you call in beings of light and truth. Hopefully you've gotten your body all tuned up so that that channeling can come through with clarity and not be absolutely cluttered with your own fears, thoughts, and feelings and what you had for dinner and all that, right? So when you reach up with your mind as a sculpting tool and you draw in these higher frequency energies, you literally can change the frequency of your whole body, of your whole vehicle of light. I'm going to stand up and shut some windows here because the traffic seems to be nattering at me too loudly. Anyway, so I'm saying to you, okay, so we know how to bring in higher fields and frequencies, don't we? And then we're talking about the election, and I know that many of you are distressed about some aspect of the election. Like, how can Trump take over? Oh, I didn't do that right. How can Trump take over America so rapidly? Well, it's not by drawing in the higher support, I don't think. It seems like he's gotten a ton of support by being kind of obnoxious and being entertaining, so the media is giving him free support, right? Because he improves their ratings. So you see, that's the consciousness of our country. Instead of talking about really great leadership, we have somebody who wants to build walls and someone who cannot be consistent about what it is he's advocating, you know, and he likes to end things. And he said at the beginning, I can just buy this election, so it's not really a problem. So we have set the precedent by selling junk all over the world, by destroying half the planet, by not caring about quality of life for a lot of people. We've set a precedent, and I want to say to you that might seem really difficult to change the energy so you change the reality at this point because it's so cluttered. I won't even try to get into all the other people that are running and other people's motivation, but I wanted you, as you're thinking about the election, for example, or you're thinking about the planet, and this is the last window, so there you have it. Okay, I wanted you all to realize that you can change your energy and change the reality by bringing through higher and higher fields and frequency, higher and higher consciousness from incredibly high beings. And because they want to support us too, not just because of the American election, but because on the planet, en masse, we're supposed to be being given the opportunity. We've been primed, we've individuated a lot of us, and we've been primed to evolve. We have this information that we can rise above some of the greed and the encultured me first hogwash that we've been imbued with on this planet. We have the ability to experience it, to see the selfishness, to see the greed, see the destruction of the planet, to see whatever else, the sicknesses and so on, and the media controls that are inducing fear in a lot of people. So we have to build more walls, and those walls are you defending yourself against the world. It's like that. But we can, and we're going to do this in the structures tonight as well, we can reach up with our mind. And hopefully, you're building your fields and frequency in your body. How do you do that? You might do a lot of breathing, rapid panting through the nose for 2 minutes, or you might even take longer and do some pranayama, some fantastic breaths. And you breathe and breathe and breathe until your body is just radiating a higher energy. You can feel it. And then you call in the consciousnesses that will come in and help infuse you with the higher fields and frequency and higher ethics, if you will, and higher values. I don't have to preach what those are. You know what higher values are to you, and I don't have to tell you anything about that. But as you do that, what happens is you're not laterally gauging what your moves are. You're not gauging laterally, can, Trump get more attention than anybody. You're not doing that. You're going, okay, I want to be connected to higher consciousness. I want to feel, see, know, and understand how I can bring a higher consciousness in through my body, how I can influence all those beings around me. Then you don't be worrying so much about who. Whether the people are racist or this or that, you're just bringing yourself into a different reality, okay? You're not in the melee. You're not in the race, so to speak. And I know that that would help all of us become stronger, wiser. And the only walls we will build is the lack of resonance with the beings who are maintaining the selfishness and the greed. And the me first kind of stuff. We know about that. Building the walls are things that we do vibrationally, and you and I want to build a community that is, instead of walls which block one another, that keeps us separated through a vibrational purity and purification by choice and intention that joins us to higher and higher beings. Which are around and wanting to help us to evolve. Now, we can evolve as a species by blowing the entire world up, learning about that, and then correcting ourselves. But it doesn't have to be done that way. And we're saying to you that the more you can kind of purify yourself and the more you can bring your consciousness up to higher and higher frequencies, guess what? The more you will impact the people around you. Can you feel it right now? So I hope you're going to call in and ask about your life. And let's do some work in the structures. That's also one way. If you're having an awful time and you're upset about whatever you read about or see, or the contrariness of life that's going on during this fight for power or office or control or whatever. You know, I prefer it if it were about trying to help people and trying to help the planet, but that's not always what happens. It usually goes down to money, doesn't it? Who gets the most chips in their box? Anyway, so let's do our structures and see what we can do in there. And in the structures, I also want to put some people I know that really need healing. And you might want to call in if you've got people that you know need healing. Or you can Skype me, Veronica Entwistle, and instant message and ask for whatever it is you want to be taken into the structure. I love that. So it's Veronica Entwistle, Entwistle, or Skype me, text me, 520-360-2102. Those two things I can have access to even whilst I'm talking to you on the air. So here we are. We're going to set off to call up the healing for all of us. And what we're building in the structures, remember this, are literally vibrational structures in which you're enhancing. You know, remember, we are an unlimitable species. We're enhancing the movement of energy in and around us through our body mind to help reduce our limitations. And most of the limitations come through belief, through beliefs that we've somehow ingested or chosen. It almost doesn't matter where they came from. But when you think about being unlimited, it is about melting down a lot of those beliefs and about melting down a lot of those family patterns and all kinds of things that kept us limited, right? So what we're going to do is use our sacred geometric structures. The outside ones are big, huge diamond. That's a tetrahedron pointing up, a tetrahedron pointing down, a pyramid pointing up, a pyramid pointing down. Same thing, different words. Push them together and you've got yourself a big diamond. And inside is going to be a crystal ball. And inside of that is a huge, beautiful, multidimensional star. And inside of that is, da-da, you. So we're going to get to work on those pieces. And each of those structures has a huge impact on the way energy flows and creates in your world. So above your head, take a couple of breaths right now and we'll get to work here. Above your head, about 2 miles, see there a golden ball. Good. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. You know you don't have to measure the distances, but it's just to give you a sense of them. And from the upper golden ball down through your spine, drop a gold filament of light. And it goes right through your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae. Good. And now you're going to drop from the upper golden ball to about waist height, our first tetrahedron or pyramid. And it stops at waist height and upside down, pointing into the lower golden ball, another gold pyramid or tetrahedron. You push the two of them together, you've got yourself a double tetrahedron, right? And inside of that, there's a crystal ball. And the crystal ball is beautiful and feminine. And you could see it's got all these shimmering spectral hues that kind of float around it. And inside of that, there's this amazing multidimensional star. And inside of that, there you are. Remember, you've been skewered. You're sort of on a golden string. And now I want you to spin and spin and spin in your beautiful star, in your star tetrahedron. Spin and spin and spin. This is your Merkaba, and the Merkaba is your light body. You could change dimensions with it. So spin and spin and spin. You may not change dimensions today, but you will influence some of the dimensions of your existence. So spin and spin and spin, spin and spin and spin, spin and spin and spin. And see in front of you while you're spinning something that's oddly steady, because it's magical. And on it, there's a screen. And that's a screen in which you're going to put some movies that you're creating in your mind's eye right now. And the first movie is you becoming what you can become. You want to become, I always say, I want to become consciously multidimensional. That means able to speak to you from any darn dimension I want. I've got some of that going, but not the whole thing yet. So I'm working on it. So are you. So we're going to see you becoming whatever you want to become. You might want to become rich and famous. You might want to become taller. Or you might want to become more peaceful. You might want to become, oh, it doesn't matter, whatever you want to become, realized. You might want to become funny, you know. Just see all your dreams coming true in that beautiful movie you're creating. And now wrap it in light. And now we've got a new screen for the second movie. And the movie is you creating what you want to create in this life. So perhaps it's a home and family or world travel. Or maybe it's a multidimensional travel, like going out into space or shifting dimensions, or maybe it's having a wonderful meal with somebody you love. Maybe it doesn't matter what it is, but see all the pieces coming together. Maybe you want to start a school. Maybe you want to start a school for meditation for little kids so they grow up with peace in their hearts. Maybe you want to, you can tell me, I'll let you phone in and tell me, right? So now we see all the pieces, all the money, time, the space, the people, the supporters, all of them flow together for you to create your project, whatever it is. Yeah, and everything's there for you. And then you see all the pieces come together, and there's your project. Look at it. It's a beacon of possibility for everyone. Yeah, everybody sees that you got your dream. See all the pieces that have come together, and here's your dream. Oh my. And then from there, you take a look at it and go, I see all the money, the resources, everything I need to sustain this dream to its natural ending. Great. And when you do, you go, yay! Right? And just appreciate it. Wrap it in light, move it over to the side. And now I invite you all to join me in the Galactic Healing Center. And remember, with all these consciousnesses that are forming a huge unity of consciousness around us and as far as you can even imagine, beyond dimensions and so on, ask for a healing team. I always see it as a team of nine. I don't know why. That's just because nine is a number of completion, isn't it? But it doesn't have to be nine. You can have one, you can have two. Although it's nice to have enough to surround the place. Good. And we're going to have a healing table. And we're going to have our team stand around the healing table. And the first person to lie on that table is you or me. And let's lie down and look up at the faces of the beings around us. What are they? It could be flowers, it could be animals, it can be saints and angels, it can be your old guides or your friends and your buddies. It doesn't matter to me, but just know there's a healing team around the table. Yeah. And now the first person to lie down, as I said, is you. And now you want to ask them for what it is you want and need. Good. And what are they doing for you? You can feel it, can't you? There's a lot of energy coming through. As you, as they work with you, I can feel a tremendous amount of energy. Can you? That's exciting. And now it's, and ask them for what it is you need. You may not know what you need, so ask them what do you need, yeah? And sometimes some people jot that down. Okay. And sometimes, yeah, I was going to say sometimes they'll write on the wall for you. I don't know what that means. Oh, maybe that's a takeoff on Trump's walls. All right, so let's wrap that in light and move it over to the left. And now we're going to bring in some of the people that have asked for healing. One of them is a woman who, okay, all right, so we've got like five here. Are you ready? See if I can remember everybody. What happens when you go into a trance like this? You can remember, but you can't remember. You know what I'm saying? So the first one I'm saying has a lot of problems going on in her belly area, second chakra. Actually, two of them have belly problems. And I want you to think about those belly problems that are really dire. And in those problems, it's they're holding a great deal of turmoil in the subconscious, in karma, in pain and suffering left over from, oh, I don't know, some of them, one of them's been raped, one of them's been through incredible damaging experiences as a young person. And then there's an, oh, and the third one, she has a lot of body pain all over her entire body. But I see that she also has this sexual abuse experience, but other things as well, a lot of physical violence. And now we've got, okay. Now, here's something else. This woman has got a great deal of herpes. She's got a lot of infection. So I want to say about the belly area, I'm not walking away from the lady with the infection, but from the belly area, I want to say that that's a lot of buried emotional. It could be defiance, it could be fear of who you are. Remember, I always say in a cheeky fashion, that part of the body is everything left over, whether it's hamburgers or spinach or mother or past lives, or it doesn't matter. Pick a thing that could be left over. So it's karma, past lives, anybody you've ever had sex with, teachers, people who have influenced you, so that you're standing in the back of your own womb saying, who am I in the middle of all this? Your purpose is to give birth to your true nature, your real self. So I'm watching that. Then I'm seeing the woman with the herpes and this other infection that she's got. She tends to have several infections right now. And I'm seeing that her approach to her self-esteem, her defiance, knowing, see, with her, it's really interesting. It's like knowing that she's not a good person, which is not true. I don't agree with that. But that's what she learned in life, that she's not a good person. So she's often bullied or she's often taken advantage of. And she feels the resentment and the victim. And when the victim comes up, up comes the herpes. And it's really severe in her world. And I want to say to her, what's interesting about that is this is a perfect pivotal situation for you to grab hold of your self-empowerment, you see? There we go. And same with these other people with the belly area. It's a perfect pivotal situation to clean up or become aware of what's been stockpiled there and use some energy to clean it up. Now, the guides that are around the tables are working diligently and bringing in. I see several of them reaching up and bringing in almost like they're conducting these higher frequency energies and moving them around. That's it. Now we have a gentleman here. Oh my goodness, because we had four women, so we better have a gentleman's table. But this fellow is walking in and he has an awful two things. He's got a skin and a bone condition. I think the skin condition is a psoriasis, and the bone condition goes with it. So maybe that's psoriatic arthritis. I don't like to call it a name like that because if we can clear things energetically, or if we can at least get the ball rolling so that you could believe it can be cleared energetically, then it doesn't have to have a name anymore, does it? But in any case, he's got all this situation going on. Let me see here. And there we are. Now he's got, it's making me yawn. He's got a long history of being, I would say, pushed back. So his long history is it's like a cellular history of being pushed back, out of the way, out of the way, out of the way, pushed back. And lifetime after lifetime, because at some point he was a very high being. Now, I don't think that past lives are a linear progression of events, like a timeline. I don't believe that, just because they seem to be kind of randomly placed at times. But if you look at it as the effect that this person had a very, very powerful, powerful lifetime, and then he got pushed back. I think it was a woman then, but in any case, he got pushed back. And he has been living out being afraid to not allow. What I mean is, people always push him back. So he's hiding behind who he is. And he's afraid at a deep level to not allow them to push him back because he doesn't deserve to be fully embodied. See, we have to get hold of those feelings and go, oh my gosh, what a complexity that is. And so what they're doing is two things. They're loving his shoulders, just loving his shoulders and giving him permission to be. And then they're saying to feel, and this is true for all five of these people. They want to feel anything that's suppressing your right to be presenting in this world these days. They want you to feel suppression. That's it. They want you to feel all the suppressions there, and they're helping you roto-root out what those suppressions are. Because this gentleman, I mean, you really need to have some, we need to do a lot more than this, or you need to set it up in your mind's eye so you can call this up from every joint in your body, most particularly down the right side of the body. And then the other ones, it's all where you've suppressed who you have a right to be. God doesn't make mistakes. And remember, you can come in and having been a terrible jerk in some other life and actually gain, as far as I understand, you can release the terrible jerkness and you can release all the karma. Guides keep saying that we can release all karma these days. But apparently, it has a lot to do with knowing what kind of attitudes and feelings you're holding in there, and so you can let them go. Okay, so then let's do one more. Let's wrap that group of beings in light and have that team wrap them in light as well. The team will work with them as they're over on the side of the stage here. And now we're going to have another two tables come in. And on these tables, we're going to have one. Is two. One of them is about aging. I don't know who this lady is. I don't think I know her at all, but she's very, very devastated about aging. So we're going to put her on a table. And we've got this little person here, this young person who's struggling with being a very sickly little kid, probably about 7 or 8. So you've got these two people. That's it. And what we're going to do is have the team work with both of them. The aging woman has to understand something. There you go. One of the things that they're moving energy through her body, through the length of her body, up through the perineum, and they're improving the spiraling lights of the chakras as they move through. Because if this lady turned it around, she could see that her life and the process of aging is a process of wising or integrating with what it is she came to do and how much love and how much value she has found in her years. And what they're showing is that she has quite a well of experiences that she can turn into wisdom. There you are. So we're stirring it with the guides and angels there. Okay, thank you. I'm glad you're on the line, Aaliyah. We'll be with you in a minute. Now, the child doesn't remember a lot of the details of his sickness, and I'm seeing that, again, is coming in with a lot of, a sensitivity and a fear. He's got a fear of having a strong physical presence. It reminds me of the fellow that was in the prior screen. And we're just going to run some energy, sort of like the aging lady is finding that there's super value in where he's been and how he's going to bring success into his life this time. And so they're moving energy right up through his body. You might even feel it with love. Now we're wrapping that in light. Both of them will stew away with the guides. And now we're going to bring in, what shall we do? Bring in the table for the election, for all the election. And let's do some fun stuff here. Let's see all the beings that are running for office at any level. And let's start calling in the higher consciousnesses and see if those higher consciousnesses are willing to infuse all of the different, yeah, they are. If they're willing to infuse all of the different candidates with the higher level of consciousness. And I'm seeing these amazing strings of light. These are kind of electronically lit strings coming in through the top of their heads. There you go, Mr. Trump. There you go. There's Bernie. There's Hillary. And then there's a whole bunch of the other guys, Kasich and what's his name? Ted Cruz. Yeah. And let's all feel it ourselves. Let's raise our feels and frequency and let's feel those strands of light and information coming in and infusing these guys' brains. I think that this is kind of fun. We'll see tomorrow if they've gotten the light. Okay, let's wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Now let's call in from the universes, the higher fields and frequency, and call them in through the top of your own head and bring them down and run them round and round in your heart. Move up your shoulders, down your arms, and have them radiate out your hands and then pat on the earth. Pat wherever there's war, pestilence, mockery of life, destruction of the planet, corruption of any kind. Who ever heard of any corruption on this planet? My goodness. And then have that light go round and round and round our planet. Remember, pat with your hands anywhere it needs special light because of sickness, because of poverty, because of all the things that we mentioned and anything else that you want to patch up. We're not just patching it up. This is the sculpture. Remember, it's vibrational first and physical second. So you're literally putting the material to sculpt new possibilities. There we go. Round and round and round. Now come back in and close off the Galactic Healing Center. And see this light move back up your arms, go into your heart, spin around, shoot up through your neck, out the top of your head. Whoof! Right? Now is when we should be closing off the Galactic Healing Center. Jump in your star tetrahedron, and I want you to spin and spin and spin. Woo! I love to spin in that. And now we're going to talk to Aaliyah. Welcome to the show, Aaliyah.
Hey, Veronica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Got in the ocean for the first time in ages.
That's really? Did you wear a wetsuit?
Just a jacket. Just a jacket. It's cold at the beginning. It kind of gets a little bit better after a while. I guess you become like a fish, you know. And
Have you ever been like a
cold
polar
like a
bear,
fish.
those ones that go in New Year's Day?
Oh no, I couldn't do that. I tried it once, and you know, your mind stops when you get too cold. I think your brain shuts down. So it kind of shuts down your brain after a while.
Have you
But yeah.
seen that guy? I sometimes watch Per Burstow talks, teaches singing, but he has a guest who's a fellow who he can hold his breath for more than 4 minutes as he dives underneath icebergs and stays underwater in the ice, bare skinned, for about 4 minutes and then
Wow.
rises up again. He's got the world record. I don't know whether he's
That's
an alien
amazing.
or. I know, and I've seen him several times. I always go, ooh, but the thing is he's teaching about breath control, right? Like it's like a fakir, the Indian guys that can lie under the dirt for under the
Yeah.
sand and breathe somehow, or not have to breathe, right?
Pretty awesome.
So that's not what you're doing, but I'm giving you a goal. Are you ready to take it on?
No, I don't think I want to, be a polar bear.
Okay,
Yeah.
nice idea, but we'll try
Yeah,
someone else. So,
I think I
how
can
are
focus on
you?
other things there. I'm
What's
pretty
going
good.
on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the equinox was a bit of a portal. And
Oh, good.
yeah, and I can kind of feel that we kind of got through the portal, and then on the other side, all of a sudden, there's more people who seem to know what I'm talking about, or seem to be more open.
What are you
So,
talking about? I'm teasing you, but I want you to tell it about.
yeah, well, the way I normally talk. It's not like what I'm saying is so far out there. It's like there's sort of like a. For many years, I felt like, I'd talk to people and I'd think, well, okay, so maybe I can sort of. Talk about this, and then they give me a blank look, or they, and I think that in a weird way, what I was saying before about certain projects and certain people is that I have to kind of wait for the vibrational masses to catch up with them. So there's like this scouting that, gets done by certain people, like visionaries, and they scout out and they have this vision, but they're out there in the forest, I also use the, and they have to wait for, the civilization to kind of catch up with them. But I also say it's kind of like if you rang a tuning fork in a forest of trees, you wouldn't get any resonance. But if you ring a tuning fork in a room full of tuning forks, you get a lot of resonance. And so that's what I'm saying about certain ideas and certain projects. They can be way in front, and then there you have to have patience, because if you don't have the patience, you get kind of you might give up.
Yeah, so but what you're saying is that's really hard for me anyway, to know that whole relationship to when you're out in front, that you've got to know that the world is going to be ready to receive the information when the vibrations are what, more compatible or something, right?
That's it. Yeah,
Like I
that's
think
it.
that I feel like we are rising in frequency in spite of the chaos and cacophony that's going on the planet. We are rising in frequency, which means many are more able to match up and resonate with the scouts, as you call them. I think that's more and more
Yeah.
happening. So you think the
Yeah,
equinox is
and
portal?
the chaos represents the breakdown of the old. So when the rising, it's actually a symptom of the rising of the frequency. So when the frequencies rise, a lot of the old gets what's the word for it? Triggered into more resistance and more oppositional attitudes. So
Yeah, people
it's
want to
almost
hold
like
on to their security. They don't want to change from it.
right. No. And they don't understand because they're not open enough. The pineal gland is the master gland of the body, and if it's not open enough, then what it would receive, which might be great information, it would interpret in a way that would be threatening. And so not just information, but energy. So interpret that new energy is threatening. So if you're in a fear-based kind of reality system, when this new energy comes through, which is at a higher vibration, you're going to see it as threatening. And so you would then translate something out there as being threatening because you can't see the energy. You see what
because,
I'm saying?
But there's also very little comprehension about the idea of evolution through life. You know what I mean? It's like
well,
our goal is
evolution.
Many people don't have the goal of evolution where you do, I do. You know?
Right. And the evolution of of humanity through awareness is the only way that we can evolve now. So, you know, it's a necessity. You know, if you don't evolve, you die. So there's no way to put the genie back in the bottle. You know, it's gonna go.
Well,
so
and it's fun to
see
talk
that
to
a
you.
Bit more.
Pardon me?
I said I'm starting to see a little bit more receptivity to
good.
To you know the kind of things that I bring in. Although I will say that the void space that I went through for a few weeks there was really interesting. You know, it's like a
Was it helpful? This is the question.
I believe it was necessary. I think that you have to stop before you can begin again.
Mm.
And so it was a stopping of thoughts, stopping of emotions, stopping of desire, stopping of everything. And in that space, there's a loss of identity. There's a feeling that there is no identity. There's no thing that you used to identify with to be what you are. So, you know, if we identify with our emotions, there aren't emotions. If we identify with our thoughts, there aren't any thoughts. And so what's our identity? Well, it becomes a lot more spacious when you don't put a name on something, you know.
Oh, I agree with that entirely. I think dropping our identity is really important. We have another caller, so I'm going to say goodbye to you and thank you so much.
Yeah.
For calling in. Big hugs to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay. Hi, Peg. You're on line two. Hello.
Hi, Veronica. Can you hear me?
I sure can. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I went for the job interview, so I was kind of curious how that went because I put my light forward like we were talking, and I felt very good about it.
So I want to tell people at home that when you're going out for a job interview or whatever, you collect your wits and collect your light and send it ahead of you. Or you can do that when you're going to have a date or anything, right? So did that make you feel good? Did it feel good for you?
Yeah, it did, actually. Yeah.
I think you're going to get this job.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, it's funny because when we look at when Peg went in with her light having gone in before her, I see the person. Was it a woman, huh?
Yes. And then her lead was a male.
So did you go in there or was this by phone?
No, I went in person.
Oh, good. Okay. Because what I see is you looked very strong and you look very... there's a way that you put them at ease somehow. You look strong and amenable, meaning somebody who's affable enough to get along with people. So I think it went really well, actually. They liked you.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Nice. They're very nice. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So we want that for you.
Thank you. Yes. When you were doing the structures, I put myself in there, but I couldn't feel or see anything that they were telling me. I don't know if it was because I was just relaxed, and I just they started moving like it was like opening my heart. It's more like the more of a feeling around the heart area than anywhere else.
Well, that's good.
Then starting to open up more, be more.
But what's really interesting is that, you see, Peg, this is a good example. I'm glad you asked that question because you're going to get some sort of awareness or some information over the next day or so that happened then For example, when your heart is opening, or there's another opening coming up in you, almost like it's triggered a way for you to be awake and alive on levels in which you have been. We talked about a wall in which you have had kind of a cool wall to protect yourself because of a whole bunch of trauma in your life. And it looks like that's going to start to peel away, and you won't even notice it happening in 1 minute, but over time you sure will. And that's really nice. So watch for the, and I often say to people, you know, if you want to get an answer for something, I usually ask the guides to say, well, you have to show me because I don't know yet. What did this mean? Or why did this person do that? Or how am I going to, I don't even know what all the kinds of questions are. But usually it takes me like 2 or 3 days to actually get that clear an answer, especially if it's from a subtle place in the self. And I'm getting that you are going to have an emergence of the answer instead of a momentary kind of answer, you see.
Oh, very good.
It is good, isn't it? Because it tells you that we're so carefully designed over time, and it would make sense that it takes it a little while to unravel.
Yes, you know? Yes, for sure. And I also like the structures that when you brought in the presidential candidates, that was very good.
Oh, good. Did you have fun with that?
I did.
Because it made me giggle. Do you think we've altered the election, you guys? What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Woo-hoo. Yeah, it would. And the thing about that that it really strikes me as important also is that you can have a kind of a motley crew over here, but if everybody starts connecting to the higher and that their intentions are to make it higher, the whole crew can change. And what I mean is all of who they are, their identities, what Aaliyah was talking about, identity changes, and their motivations change, and their sense of how they have rapport with life changes. So like we could change the whole election, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
So there's a lot for us to do out there, Peg, if we're going to change the world.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And we'll keep each other posted on your job.
You too. Yeah.
All right. Bye. That was an interesting call, too, because the whole thing about time and space, there is no time and space. I don't know how many of you heard the interview with Brian Anderson, and he was talking, if I can get this right, I'm sure any listeners could correct me, but he was talking about how, and it made me think a lot, he was talking about how you have two waves, and when they, I think it's when they're, oh, I forget now, something like as the two waves, when they're either dissonant or when they're two together, you get a void in between them. And in that void, things can come apart. Meaning there is no... Somebody else was talking about another version of this. I'm sorry I don't have it straight. But it's something like when you shift the frequencies, there are times in which the sameness leaves the two waves with a void in between or with a... a nothing in between. And what I gathered was that's where things can shift radically. And I wondered if that's not the place where we... Bob, if you're listening, I wish you'd call in. But anyway, I wonder if that's not the place where we manifest because, for example, identity or anything that's got a physical form is no longer real in that space. So just for a brief second or for brief moments... that form can be null and void and can make a change. And I really think that's got something to do with how reality changes. And I don't pretend to be a physicist, but I do know we do change realities, and I'm not sure if I can explain how, so I thought I'd give it a shot. Anyway, Brian David Anderson did some talking about all of that, and I thought it was very, very interesting. I'd love to get some feedback from you guys out there about Paradigm Shifters, or any of you listening to Paradigm Shifters or downloading the podcasts, or do you have any feedback for me? Love to hear from you. Okay, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm talking about, well, let me see, it's too early now to be finishing. So I'd like to talk to you about my book. I've had some great feedback from some of you. It's called My Near Life Experience, or How Do I Know When I'm Really Me? And I've realized, and I was starting to do a series of meditations and workshops and so on, and we're going to do an online class starting very soon, actually. We'll be getting notices pretty soon. And the online classes are techniques and meditations, explanations, and guidance on becoming more and more of who you really are. And that is very often plumbing the depths of your own identity. Where did it come from? Is it coming from a defense? Is it coming from a chosen place of impressing the external world? What is it coming from? Is it coming from an ambition? Is it coming from self-doubt? Is it coming from self-aggrandizement? Isn't it interesting? And I think that what we're going to do is a whole series of energy clearings. I'm going to teach about clearing energies. I'm going to use the references to which parts of your body have congestions in them and what does it mean from your history and also from your identity. I have a friend who has a kinesthetic approach. So whenever there's anything emotional going on, she gets physical problems. She doesn't get emotional, doesn't get angry. She just gets a sore gut, or she gets those lumpy cystic things growing on her body, or she can't walk properly because her back is injured. And it's fascinating because usually when we're talking and she'll say she's so frustrated with something, I'm just sick of this and I'm just sick of that. And our body, I just said, don't say that anymore, please, because if that person, if you say that situation or that person makes you sick, that's all a part of your identity. And remember, your identity has a form. You know, people read the physical forms. People read the lines on our faces. People read the lines on our hands. People read the shape of our bodies, our endomorph, ectomorph, mesomorph style. People can read every aspect of our body. So it's really not a mystery to say that your identity can be changed, and in that changing, you can change aspects of your body, like how you make yourself sick. I'm not saying that all sickness is very, very accessible that way at all. I'm not that glib, but I sound like it sometimes, right? But the truth of it is that when we realize what we're saying and what we're doing and how we have constructed our identity out of all the pieces, the bricks and mortar, or the, whatever it is from your experiences, life experiences, we can deconstruct a whole lot of it. But remember, thinking about Mr. Trump, let's not deconstruct things without thinking of a good way to reconstruct it. So, for example, when you're tearing your identity apart, you want to realize before you get going on it that you're ready to receive and you're ready to add various qualities that you know innately and intrinsically are your preferences. And you want to be right there and intentionally allowing and helping the reconstruction of that identity. Because we need an identity, don't we? At least I think we do. Sometimes I question that. You know, maybe it's the learning who we really are en route to know self. K-N-O-W self and N-O self. But then that's something I've been cogitating since I was a kid, so I don't know. Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I hope to hear from some of you soon, and I hope you'll be tuned in for my online classes that are coming up very soon. And as I say, they're roots to the real you, from my book, How Do I Know When I'm Really Me? It's called My Near Life Experience, because a lot of us live right beside our real selves. but we have concocted these ways of being. So how do I know when I'm really me? We're going to build this whole class around you becoming more and more really you. It should be fun. It should be very active, and it should be very soon. So let me know. Join us, and so on and so forth. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, call me, write me, tell me how you are, book a session, inspire me, and I'll inspire you, or thank you so much for listening. Much love. Good night.